after a big old weekend in the Lone Star State with some of those Texas topics, which this morning, Texas Topics, brought to you by Jag Metals LLC, jagmetalsllc.com. Weatherford, Cleburne, Springtown, Boyd, Crescent, newest location in Gainesville. Well, they left as the redistricting. We haven't talked about the whole redistricting thing because it's so exciting on the show. But that has forced within the state of Texas and the redrawing of election maps and the like up for a vote. So the Democrats, they're down in Austin, have left Austin. And they went evidently to Chicago. Two-thirds of the 150-member state legislature must be present in order to hold a vote. So 51 Democratic lawmakers have fled Texas, most of those going to Chicago. That denies a quorum. Because we're all about decorum in the quorum. Governor Abbott says he will use, quote, every tool at our disposal to hunt down those and will be found, arrested, and brought back to the Capitol immediately. So things are going really well down there. Of course, the ultimate goal is to get rid of the Democrats, so they're almost there. They're almost there. By the way, we have a new Hill Country resident. Looks like the Texas Federal Prison down there in Bryan, Texas, is now housing, from the Jeffrey Epstein case, Ghislaine Maxwell. She has been moved quietly from the Tallahassee, Florida prison she was in to a, quote, minimum security prison there in College Bryan Station. So, Ghislaine, I watched a documentary about Ghislaine Maxwell, and even within it, and even in one interview, the same person that said they knew her from childhood pronounced her name three different ways, so that's up to however you want to do that. But, yeah, so, boy, everybody's moving here. Even people in the Epstein files. Does that mean the Epstein files are here, too? Uh-oh. He wants out. You may have heard Mark Phillips was talking about this on Friday as the news came out that Micah Parsons, star linebacker, defensive player for the Cowboys, contract negotiations not going well in training camp, and to the point where he says they've ghosted my agent and that I, quote, no longer want to be here, demanding a trade to Stephen Jones, Micah Parsons. When it comes to Jerry, his quote over the weekend was, I would say to our fans, don't lose any sleep over this. Well, it's hard to lose sleep when it's been a nightmare, Jerry, for 30 years. Cowboy Jerry on the show tomorrow, by the way. Maybe at this time. Well, this is not how to play Will It Float. City of Granbury, Public Works. There was a major water main break. You probably already know this there in the Granbury area. Underneath Business 377, right near the Brazos River Bridge. And they need parts. And it's not going to be fixed for a while. Now, according to the city and the latest update, city water in Granbury is safe to drink, but the city does have to issue a declaration of disaster so they can protect the public water system, conservation. So, no lawn or landscaping watering, or driveways cleaning, or buildings, or windowing, or washing of vehicles. I think we're good on that today. We'll keep an eye on that. They say the repairs should be completed by August 10th. So into next week, we'll keep an eye on that. Meanwhile, in the middle of all that, you're going to have some visitors as Granbury showing up right there. Celebration Capital of Texas. Fox and Friends will be your friends. Fox and Friends coming to Granbury as they go to the best little historic small town in America. That'll be starting at 6:30 a.m. right there on the Granbury Square this Wednesday. Try to get on TV. Coming to our TVs. They just wrapped, by the way, it looks like. Allie Larder of Landman said that they pretty much have done the final scenes for the filming in this area. That was back about a week ago. And now it looks like Landman's being pushed a little bit over the weekend. Paramount folks said, you've got Tulsa King that'll come out season 3 next month. followed by Samuel L. Jackson. This is another Sheridan spinoff of this Tulsa King, mayor of Kingstown. Samuel L. Jackson will be, yeah, that's in December. And Landman also early December. So that's about a month later. Happy birthday, by the way, today, Billy Bob Thornton. And then finally, out of Aledo, during the last week Aledo City Council meeting, the council voted to not move forward with the ice skating rink during Christmas time in Aledo. Following a presentation by city staff, they said that it came down to staffing issues and overall general maintenance and upkeep with the whole thing. The juice was not essentially worth the squeeze. So this upcoming Christmas in Aledo, no ice rink. They say, though, if you want to have something by then, we'll probably get ice, so just use I-20.
Welcome to your real country wake-up call. So it's KB and Heather Lee.